Coronavirus, New York City, March 12, 2020. It's been a tumultuous day in the world as we collectively face coronavirus, but especially in New York City. As of 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Mayor Bill de Blasio declared a state of emergency, saying, "The city currently has 95 cases and we're seeing intense increases in the number of cases in the city." Further, he said he wants our schools to remain open and that we intend for our schools to remain open. In an indication of the complexity of the situation, he later said, "We had a potential case of a student at school contracting the disease this morning, and we are awaiting confirmation in the next hour or two." As of 5 p.m. Eastern Time today, gatherings of more than 500 people are banned, inclusive of concert halls and houses of worship. He went on to say the president is finally now taking this seriously, but he was silent on the most important action the federal government could take, especially as it relates to New York, which is to get immediate expansion of our automated testing. The mayor said we cannot do large-scale testing without the federal government stepping in. "We are going into a long battle. This will not be over soon. We are going to lose some of our fellow New Yorkers," he said. "That, unfortunately, is inevitable. We will fight back. We will overcome this. The vast majority of people who are afflicted will survive." "There are three things we want to preserve at all costs," he said. "Our schools, our mass transit, and our healthcare system. All of those things interconnect. The next milestone is 1,000 cases, which he estimates next week." He indicated that 80% will be low-level cases, many of which will never materialize in a hospital visit. "We are getting into a situation where the only analogy is war," he said. "This is a wartime dynamic. We will turn cafeterias and parking lots into ICUs. Dr. Mitch Katz, president of the New York City healthcare system, said that we estimate that we have 5,000 ventilators across the city." The mayor was questioned about whether officials were coordinated and why there was a delay in response. He indicated that we needed to be certain before we took drastic steps, but he reinforced that we are now officially coordinated. The New York Times reports the following. Governor Cuomo has said that the state should be testing 1,000 people for the coronavirus a day, but since late February, fewer than 2,000 in total have been tested. CUNY and SUNY canceled most in-person classes. Following the lead of private colleges across the state, schools in the city of New York and State University of New York systems will hold most classes online beginning on March 19th. The campuses will remain open, and certain classes, such as labs, may still be taught in person. Students who live on campus and have no other place to go will have access to housing. The governor announced yesterday that the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City had been postponed. It is the first time that the event, which in recent years has drawn about 150,000 marchers and as many as 2 million spectators, will not go on in more than 250 years. The Jacob K. Javits Convention Center has cleared its event calendar through mid-April because of several cancellations and postponements. The venue's popular New York International Auto Show has been rescheduled for August. The New York Archdiocese will close schools for 19,000 students. The Met Museum, the Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, and others will close in response to the virus. On Broadway, shows have not been canceled, but it's been reported that an usher who had recently worked at two theaters had tested positive for the virus. Given Mayor Bill de Blasio's pronouncements this afternoon, we would expect Broadway to go dark soon. There is a lot of misinformation circulating. Remember that you can get local coronavirus updates from NYC Health by texting COVID to 692-692. Stay safe, and we'll be back tomorrow.